Next up is agenda item 6, which is the last item on today's agenda, and that is PR 2024-009917, SD 2024-00092. It's a request for preliminary final plat. The group Ron Hensley as agent for MJ Hospitality LLC requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of tract L1B1A and LT21A, Atrisco Business Park, zoned NRBP, located at 531 Silver Creek Road Northwest between Silver Creek and Unser, containing approximately 4.05 acres. Mr. Hensley, are you there?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley, agent for the applicant.
Thank you, sir. And would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. And do you affirm or swear that your testimony today will be true?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Tell us about this project. I know we're here once before.
Yes. As everyone knows, this is a minor replat, a lot line adjustment for the two existing lots that actually restores the historic boundary of the Atrisco Business Park and Meridian Business Park. And I'm prepared to address the comments that were provided.
Thank you. Did you just want to do that as we go through the DFT staff members?
Yeah, I think after all the comments we received, I think it would be appropriate.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Before we do that, let's see if there's any public comment. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 6. It's a request for a preliminary final plat at 531 Silver Creek Road Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to address that item. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 6. Last call for public comment on agenda item 6. Okay, hearing no public comment, we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. I have no objections to the proposed plat. For future development, please request an availability statement. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Code Enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Marcelo Ibarra with Code Enforcement comments. Code Enforcement has no comments, no objections for this.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I've made comments in the past reviews of this that there is paved trail along the east side of Unser Boulevard. And so just be conscious that future development will require adherence to any IDO standards for adjacency or visibility to a city trail. But other than that, we have no comments or objections for the action. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hensley, any comments to that?
No, the future development will will comply with the frontage requirements, street trees, landscaping, all such future requirements.
Very good. Next up would be hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Tiquan-Cheng, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp data of April 17th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection. As a reminder, a TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form will need to be submitted to Curtis Cherney to determine if TIS is required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And next up is the planning comments. Who'll be delivering those today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll be delivering the comments. So one comment that the first comment we had here was that, we note that there's a building permit that's currently under review on the western lot, and we need to make sure that there is adequate parking that is going to be on the platted lot for this proposed development. And I sent an early email to Mr. Hensley, and he expressed a question of how this is relevant to the platting action. And I would argue back that this is a pretty standard comment. When we know that there's site development going on, we want to make sure that when a plat is taking place, that the ideal requirements will be met for any development taking place on that site. And so, you know, all I'm asking for in this case is just some plan sheets from the building permit or a parking calculation table, just confirming that the parking requirements for the tract along UNSER, where the building permit is currently currently under review for a commercial strip mall, is met. We just need to make sure those parking requirements are met. Mr. Hensley, you care to respond?
Yes. The IDO doesn't require that the development have all of its parking on site. It only requires that it be off street. The parking that is anticipated for the future building permit will be a shared parking facility, which is allowable under the IDO. The site fronting Atrisco will have a shared parking with the site fronting Silver Creek, a condition that is common and is intended to be utilized for future development.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hensley, is there going to be a shared access agreement or easement between those two tracts, lots?
This is Ron Hensley. Yes, there is, and it's depicted on the plat.
Yeah.
Ms. Wolfley, I see you have your hand raised.
Yeah, and this kind of feels like deja vu. This is Ms. Wolfley talking about this. So I think that... what Mr. Hensley would maybe need to do as a condition on this plat is to submit a shared parking agreement. I mean, he'll need to do this for his building permit. And just sometimes the transfer of things from one group in planning to another may not be as slick as would be desirable. So I think we would just maybe condition this plat on seeing the shared parking agreement that would be submitted as part of their building permit review, because that will need to be in place for their site plan to be approved for the tract along UNSER. Would you feel comfortable with that, Jay?
Yeah.
And Ernest?
Yes. This is Ron Hensley. If I could interject, the plat is it going to be a filed document that expresses the shared access, agreement? I don't believe a separate agreement would be necessary.
Mr. Hensley, I'm not sure I understood you, or if you understood me, but what I remember talking to you about last time is, like, why are you creating the line in a place where you don't have adequate parking for the use that you intend on the UNSER frontage? And I think you explained that you wanted to be able to share parking between a potential self-storage that would be on the Silver Creek frontage. And that makes some sense. And so, but I think before we would agree to plat it this way, we want to see that you are executing the shared parking agreement so that the lot you are creating for this proposed use will be adequate.
Well, this is Ron Hensley. Is the plat language inadequate?
Where do you have plat language that shows you have a shared parking agreement?
If you could scroll to the plat on whoever's controlling the screen, There is language regarding shared access. That's the drainage plan. If we could go to the plat, there is a blanket easement over both tracts that is discussed in the easement language.
This is Jay Rudbeck. Mr. Hensley, a shared access agreement is different than a shared parking agreement. I mean, those are two separate things. I mean, shared access is giving access, you know, to a lot to Unser through another lot, but, you know, it's not giving necessarily access to, it's not giving access to that neighboring parking lot on that other lot. I mean, that's a different thing.
This is Ron Hensley. Okay, now I understand where you're coming from. The shared parking agreement is generally part of the building permit submittal. I believe one will be in place once they go through all the processes. I just don't feel that's the appropriate condition for the plat.
Mr. Hensley, we have to, this is Jay Rudbeck, we have to make sure that IDO and DPM requirements are met as part of the platting process. I mean, that's why, I mean, sidewalks, for example, are required sometimes to be constructed as they are with this, which we'll go over later. It's just, that's something you gotta to meet. And so I don't see why it's inappropriate for planning staff to request a shared parking agreement as part of a platting action.
Let me jump in. This is Robert Lucero. Mr. Hensley, is there, this is something that you're going to have to do anyway. Is this just like a formalistic objection on your side, or is there some practical harm to your client by giving the planning department what they're asking for now? I mean, is it a timing thing? What's the issue here?
Well, it's timing.
What's wrong about the timing? How does that negatively affect you?
Well, we can't proceed with the building permit submittal until approval of the plat. That process is stuck. The shared parking agreement, as I said, is part of usually the development process at future steps. It will take time to establish that agreement, to write it up. I as a condition of final plat, I might consider that as, as a condition of sign off. I really don't think it's appropriate, but we could do that as a condition of final sign off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, see you have your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think we've conditioned that in the past. I don't think that's an unreasonable ask from Mr. Hensley that be a condition of final sign off. But it seems like, well, to me, it's very important that we have that at least as a condition of approval. Ms. Wolfley, do you agree? Are you okay with that?
So under changes made on plats with this last IDO, we condition preliminary plats and we don't do too much conditioning of final plats. I think what's true here is that the building permit application is ripe. It's already submitted. So when we have things like, if this was DRB and the site plan and the plat was being submitted together, then we would be asking for the shared parking agreement to show that this would work. And even though the building permit application, they could apply without going to DFT, their plat is here at DFT. We know there's already a ripe application for a particular layout of buildings that would need parking in excess of what this lot could provide. So it's not a future consideration. The building permit is filed, that's being reviewed. And so that's why we want the plat to carry, that requirement. And they can fulfill it. they can fulfill that condition when they're ready to do final plat, but they're going to need to fulfill that condition for building permit approval through zoning. So,
okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Mr. J. Rodenbeck, this is both a preliminary and a final plat. It's a minor action, so it's both. I mean, this is we're at the final plat stage when it comes to where we're at on this. This is a minor action.
Okay. I feel comfortable, you know, assuming that this is otherwise ready for approval, that, you know, this cross parking agreement can be a condition of approval, given the statements made on the record today. Mr. Rodenbeck, did you want to continue with your comments?
Yes. So the next comment we have is that we noted that the Atrisco master plan requires a minimum of 12 feet in width between the back of curb and the sidewalk is required. And the applicant did submit an exhibit. Jacob, could you show the exhibit? It's a separate document. I can bring it up if I need to. It should be in the folder, but it clearly states that there's a, and I'll share my screen here while you're looking that up, because I got a Google Street View of the site. But the exhibit shows this buffer here being 6 feet in width and the trail being 12 feet in width. I believe that the trail can suffice as the sidewalk. Ms. Wolfley, if you feel like that is incorrect, please jump in. The Atrisco master plan is actually reversed. So the landscaped area, according to the master plan, is supposed to be 12 feet in width, and it's 6 feet in width, according to the exhibit. And the trail, if this suffices as the sidewalk, is adequate. It's just that the landscape buffer is not, and the way we treated waivers of landscape buffer requirements in the DPM is that a DHO determination letter can be submitted. And Mr. Hensley, in his response to me, stated that he doesn't believe that, here, I got it pulled up here, there is no need for a waiver, and there is an existing 6 foot landscape buffer from the back of curb to a 12 foot trail as required by the IDO and DPM. So, Mr. Hensley, you know, if you want to please respond, I just don't see the logic on this one. I mean, you have a buffer, and it requires a 12-foot buffer.
Yes, if I could share my screen, I can respond.
Sure. Are you not a co-host here? Let me see here. Oh, I didn't make you co-host yet. All right, go ahead, Ron.
Okay, so I hope you can see on your screen. This is an aerial photo from 2001 after completion of the Atrisco Business Park plat and the UNSR improvements. It shows the 6 foot sidewalk with the 12 foot buffer. As you can zoom in on the lot frontage, you can see the single 6 foot sidewalk and the 12 foot buffer that was constructed to comply with the Atrisco plan. Subsequent to that, there was a platting action for the UNSR frontage that incorporated the requirements of the trail plan that came into effect and incorporated a 10 foot wide minimum concrete trail. Those improvements were then completed by adding 6 feet to that existing 6 foot sidewalk within the 12 foot buffer.
Toward UNSR, is that correct?
Pardon me?
That the new construction of the trail was built between the existing sidewalk and UNSR?
You can see the very bright sidewalk that was added to the existing sidewalk.
And that's between the existing sidewalk and UNSER?
Correct. And that reduced the 12-foot buffer that was built to comply with the Atrisco Business Park to comply with the trails plan for UNSER. Subsequent to that, there was a platting action that replatted the lot lines of the Atrisco Business Park on the lot line on the frontage for UNSER in 2006. And you can see on the second thing of the infrastructure list that was part of that project plat that sidewalk along Blue Water that was included as part of the platting action was actually removed and included as part of the building permit process, as is customary for all the projects within the area. And here is a more recent aerial photo. You can see the definite difference between the 6-foot historic sidewalk and the 6-foot new sidewalk that was constructed as to comply with the trail that reduced the 12-foot buffer that was accepted by the city as complying with all the required standards.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hensley, I think you got the perfect justification for the determination. I mean, I don't have an issue. This is a great explanation. We need a determination letter submitted. I would even be willing, I mean, Ms. Wolfley, jump in here on this. I would be willing to condition that approval. Just, you've already got the justification addressed, I mean, for why there's a 6-foot wide buffer. In my opinion, we still need a determination letter because I don't know if the Atrisco master plan requirements were taken into account in those past actions. But I know that that's a requirement for a 12-foot wide buffer. Again, though, you know, this explanation to me sounds logical as to why a determination request and maybe it needs to be approved or maybe it could be approved. I don't know. Maybe we can even just have you submit the letter and have the determination request approved with this platting action today. But it seems like we need a letter just, you know, including these aerials, including a description of the request.
This is Ron Hensley. It just seems unwarranted to try to justify a condition that the city has already accepted. It just doesn't seem logical to me.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Again, I don't know if they looked at the Atrisco master plan requirements to begin with. And this is a whole new action from those previous actions. But again, I don't have an issue with the justification that you provided, and I don't want to hold up your application. Ms. Wolfley's got her hand up. I'll let her jump in here.
This is Ms. Wolfley, and I don't know if you have any other matters that could still be pending on this with regard to the Silver Creek sidewalk. But I think on this matter, if the requirement can't be met, we do allow on landscape buffers a determination be made for a lesser buffer. That's a DHO discretionary item, but it does require justification. Mr. Henley's provided exhibits and oral information about that. We just need him to submit it. So to like quickly write up his oral comments, how these exhibits lace together. And I don't think it needs to hold up the approval, but it does as a condition of approval.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Hensley, I agree. I think that what you just said it a minute ago was super reasonable. It's just that this recording, what we capture on the record, is audio only. And so we don't have the benefit of the exhibits. If you could just write up a simple letter attaching the exhibits that you just walked us through on the screen here, I think that would suffice as a condition.
Okay.
Mr. Rodenbeck, did you want to continue with your comments, sir?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. So my next comment refers to the deferral of sidewalk construction for a 5-foot sidewalk along Silver Creek. You show that as deferred on that exhibit. Jacob, do you have that exhibit pulled up?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. I would actually like to withdraw that as deferred. Okay. And go to the historic and typical process that has been done virtually for all commercial lots, and not only in this area, but in all areas I can think of, is that the sidewalk construction as part of building permit. As you can see in the aerial photo here, no sidewalks are constructed on undeveloped lots. The sidewalks, as is customary, are on the frontage, are part of the building permit process. And as you can see with each of the adjacent sites that came in and built their frontage, they constructed their sidewalk. The sidewalk area falls below work order minimums, and it would be inspected and accepted under the building permit process. So having it as an infrastructure list item creates issues and creating a work order and a DRC acceptance process for the minimal sidewalk for the Silver Creek frontage.
Mr. Hensley, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So you've already submitted an infrastructure list for this, for the sidewalk. And you do show it as deferred, but we have it in here. So are you suggesting that there shouldn't be an infrastructure list for this item?
That's correct.
Mr. Armijo, do you want to jump in here?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. This is what we had talked about last week, Ron, and I believe that's why you submitted this. I originally had comments in here talking about the infrastructure list again, because you had sent this directly to Jay. I hadn't seen it originally, but I saw it before comments were published. We do need this on an infrastructure list. I mean, you keep talking about the way it's always been done, but DRB, DHO, we have always, if there's no site plan that is being processed at the time, we always ask for sidewalk with the plat. And the main reason is because we do not know when that site plan will ever get done. We also don't know if a right-of-way would be required. If there are right-of-way requirements, that will affect the plat. So that's why we always ask for sidewalk landscape buffer at platting.
This is Ron Hensley. Generally that's for the creation of new lots where the infrastructure will cross multiple frontages. As you can see from every surrounding lot, every undeveloped lot does not have sidewalk anywhere in the area. If it was a standard to require it at plat, all of these lots would have sidewalk. And as I said, it falls below the work order minimum. So, there's the process for getting a DRC project to close out the infrastructure list creates an issue.
Infrastructure lists many times are created without having to go through the DRC process. We just need a placeholder there. You can do it with the building, but we need some sort of placeholder to know that this sidewalk is going to be done.
This is Ron Hensley. I believe the building permit process guarantees that for single lot frontages.
And we could send it back to DHO for replatting if there isn't adequate right-of-way. That's why we take care of it now.
Well, I don't believe the right-of-way is in question. It's the construction of the sidewalk that's in question.
And the sidewalk can be constructed with the site plan, but we need the infrastructure list with the plat if there is no site plan already in process.
Well, this is Ron Hensley. That is an unprecedented criteria. It really is.
I'm sorry, Ron. You already have an infrastructure list here with the sidewalk being deferred. If you let it go through like this, we're good.
Okay. Well, then, okay. The only reason I submitted it as a deferred sidewalk was to accelerate the financial guarantee process with the cash payment of the bond for the city instead of going through a bank and getting it financially guaranteed. If that's the case, we can proceed.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Armijo, where are you at with the deferral of the sidewalk construction?
Ernest Armijo Transportation. We have this, if Mr. Hensley has this go through with this infrastructure list being deferred, I am fine with that. You know, I just needed, like I said, I needed some sort of guarantee that the sidewalk will be done at some point. And if it comes in with the site plan, I am okay with that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to know too that in the past, when you defer sidewalk construction, there's a separate application process for that. It used to be DRB. Now it's an administrative approval process. Would you be okay? I mean, he needs to submit a separate application for that. And if you're on board, then it's a pretty simple affair, I believe. But we would still need to get that received. What are your thoughts on that? And would you be okay with conditioning that?
Yes, I would be okay with conditioning that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Getting through these comments still here. I think that's actually it. I'm looking through my comments here. We did have some basic FYI type comments that do need to be addressed but aren't showstoppers for getting approved, which is we need the project and application numbers added to the plat. We need the DXF file to be approved by AGIS prior to final sign off of the plat. And we need the date of the DHO approval to be added as well to the plat. And Ron, we're going to need to have a DHO determination note added to the plat as well for the landscape buffer along UNSER. I'll add these conditions of approval into the chat. And please bear with me because it'll take a little bit of time. Yeah, I think that concludes. Well, we had one comment about confirming the approval of existing driveway and curb cut off of UNSER. I thought we had that answered at the previous hearing. But I couldn't find, proof of that. But Ms. Wolfley, are we good on that? I think we already had that question answered by Mr. Hensley.
I apologize, Mr. Rodenbeck. I do not recall.
Okay.
Mr. Hensley could address that quickly, I think.
Yeah, Mr. Hensley, while I'm getting the conditions into the chat, could you confirm the approval of the existing driveway and curb cut off of UNSER?
This is Ron Hensley. That entrance was a condition of the original Atrisco Business Park plat as the access point to UNSER for all of Tract L.
Okay.
Given that the UNSER has controlled access, that was the platted access point for the what was then four tracts that fronted UNSER.
Okay. Thank you very much. Like I said, I think that answers that question, and I'm going to get my conditions here in the chat, so just bear with me.
Thank you. Go ahead. Ms. Wolfley, any summary comments or recommendations?
No, I think we've kind of discussed the big ones, and Mr. Rodenbeck will put things in the chat that will make sure that the outstanding items are addressed.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for all your work on this. Ms. Chansey, thank you for your submittals and the testimony today. I'm going to go ahead and move forward with a decision on this matter. Just bear with me one second. All right, we're on a I hereby approve agenda item seven. That's PR. I'm sorry, agenda item six. I hereby approve agenda item six. That's PR 2024-009917, SD 2024-00092. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions, which I will read out here shortly.
Sorry, I'm writing the language for the shared parking agreement here.
That's okay, no problem. Just note, first condition is that the submission and approval of an application for deferral of sidewalk must be completed. There must be a shared parking agreement between the two lots to access parking on lot 21A1 for the proposed commercial development on tract L1B1A1. Bear with us a second. A DHO determination letter and exhibits must be submitted for the existing 6-foot wide landscape buffer along UNSER. And please continue to bear with us. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. A DXF file must be submitted and approved by AGIS prior to final plat sign-off. And the date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. Also, the DHO determination regarding the existing 6-foot wide landscape buffer along UNSER must be added to the plat. And a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted. Anything further?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ms. Wolfley, can you cross-check me? I think we're good. Ernest added the temporary deferral of sidewalk application. So I think I got everything in here.
This is Ms. Wolfley. It looks like you covered everything.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. With those conditions, that concludes agenda item six. It also concludes the hearing for today, June 12th, 2024. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.